Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi everyone, welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? I'm Christella.
And I'm Erica.
I'm Amory.
And I'm Christophe.
And we're all here to do a song today by who?
Serge Gainsbourg.
The infamous. He's got quite a reputation.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's my favorite French artist.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm really glad we have this song today.
So tell us about Serge Gainsbourg, first of all.
I would define him as a poet. So he wrote all his songs and he sung them as well.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a nice voice. The nice thing about him is his music and the lyrics, not really the voice.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a poet. He's also some kind of a rebel. Some of his songs are really
controversial, but we can definitely say that he's a poet of the French modern times and that he had a strong influence on French music.
The good thing about him too is that he kind of tried a lot of different kind of music.
He even sung the Marseillaise in a reggae way.
The French anthem.
Yeah,
French anthem.
He bought the rights to the Marseillaise to sing it as a reggae song, which is quite controversial, I guess.
But this song is from 1958, when he was 30, so beginning of his career.
It's very, very clever song. So what's the name of the song?
Le poinçonneur des lilas.
So what's a poinçonneur?
Someone that punches a hole in your ticket.
A hole puncher.
Yeah, that's a hole puncher. And he's in the subway, so underground punching tickets. That's...
But don't expect to see them anymore in Paris.
Yeah, they're gone now. Maybe because of this song.
Maybe.
No, they're replaced by machines that don't complain.
It's from 1958. This time we're going to tell you the lyrics first because he talks really fast. So it'll be easier if you already know than beforehand. So what's he going to say first?
Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas.
So I'm the hole puncher of lila, right?
Yeah. Lila is the name of a flower, but in this song, he refers to a subway station in Paris. Porte des lilas. Le gars qu'on croise et qu'on ne regarde pas.
Le gars.
Yeah.
The guy.
Qu'on croise.
People pass.
Et qu'on ne regarde pas.
And don't look at.
Il n'y a pas de soleil sous la terre.
Obviously.
There's no sun underground.
Drôle de croisière.
Funny cruise.
Yeah, it's a strange kind of a cruise. It's underground. There's no boat. It's just...
No sun.
No sun. Mm-hmm.
So what does he do to make his life more interesting down there?
Pour tuer l'ennui, j'ai dans ma veste les extraits du Reader Digest.
To kill boredom, j'ai dans ma veste, I have in my...
pocket, my jacket.
Some extracts from Reader's Digest.
Mm-hmm.
You have Reader's Digest in France?
Yeah, I think back in the day where you had people punching your tickets.
It was possible to find it in Paris.
So before we listen to it, can you say all the lines one more time?
Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas. Le gars qu'on croise et qu'on ne regarde pas. Il n'y a pas de soleil sous la terre. Drôle de croisière. Pour tuer l'ennui, j'ai dans ma veste les extraits du Reader Digest.
Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas, le gars qu'on croise et qu'on ne regarde pas. Y a pas de soleil sous la terre, drôle de croisière. Pour tuer l'ennui, j'ai dans ma veste les extraits du Reader Digest.
So we just heard about Reader's Digest. What's in this bouquin?
Et dans ce bouquin, y a écrit.
In this book, y a écrit. There's written there.
Que des gars la coule douce à Miami.
That some guys are having a nice time in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool et douce.
Yeah, it's to be relaxed, to like...
To chill.
To chill, exactly.
Hang in Miami.
Cela cool et douce, to have it easy. Pendant ce temps que je fais le zouave.
So during this time that je fais le zouave.
Means I'm doing stupid stuff, I'm being a clown.
Okay, to act like a clown.
Mm-mm.
Is this a common expression? Do you guys say it?
Faire le zouave?
Well, it sounds a bit old when you say it, but yeah. we still use it for kids, for example, so... Mm-hmm. Arrête de faire le zouave.
Okay.
Absolutely, I heard that so many times.
I guess you have.
Thanks, Christophe.
Au fond de la cave.
So deep inside this underground location.
Yeah, we've got another image for the underground here.
Okay.
Paraît qu'il n'y a pas de saut métier.
It appears there aren't any stupid jobs.
Moi, je fais des trous dans des billets.
Me, I make holes in tickets. Mm.
So the lines again are, et dans ce bouquin, il y a écrit, que des gars la coulent douce à Miami, pendant ce temps que je fais le zouave... Au fond de la cave, paraît qu'il n'y a pas de saut métier. Moi, je fais des trous dans des billets.
Et dans ce bouquin, il y a écrit que des gars la coulent douce à Miami. Pendant ce temps que je fais le zouave, au fond de la cave, paraît qu'il n'y a pas de saut métier. Moi, je fais des trous dans des billets.
Now we're going to hear about the little holes, the petits trous, right? So let's hear that.
Je fais des petits trous, encore des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous.
So he says, je fais des trous.
Des petits trous.
Some little holes.
Encore des petits trous.
More little holes.
Des petits trous, toujours des petits trous.
Little holes, some little holes, always little holes.
Sounds like awful, but there's more holes to come. There's more trous. Yeah, so, what kind?
Des trous de seconde classe.
Second class holes.
Et des trous de première classe.
First class holes. So let's hear that.
Des trous de seconde classe, des trous de première classe. Je fais des petits trous, encore des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous. Des petits trous.
Something funny to notice here is that every time there's an E in a word, you kind of swallow it to make the rhythm faster, to make us feel the impression that it's a repetitive, quick job, punching holes.
And again and always.
Punching holes.
Yeah.
He really shows in the song, I think, what an awful job that would be.
Mm. Yeah.
How repetitive it is.
Yeah.
Petit trou, petit trou, petit trou.
You can see the picture.
I think you can even hear the sound of him punching holes when he says, petit trou, petit trou.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's hear some more about his job in the next six lines.
Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas pour un valide changé à opéra. Je vis au cœur de la planète, j'ai dans la tête un carnaval de confettis, j'en amène jusque dans mon lit.
Je suis le poinçonneur des lilas pour invalide changé à opéra.
So to get to Invalide, the metro station,
you
have to change at
opéra.
The other metro station. Where does he live?
Je vis au cœur de la planète.
The middle of the planet.
In the heart of the planet, deep down in the core.
J'ai dans la tête.
And I have in my head.
Un carnaval de confettis. J'en amène jusque dans mon lit.
So in his head, he's got a confetti carnival.
Mm-hmm. A storm of confetti. Everything is just a little piece of paper flying around.
Must have something he's got in his mind. You're doing it all day, all day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Those little holes.
Of course.
What's left after the hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he brings that to his bed so he can, even when he's sleeping.
Yeah. It can also be like real because he's punching holes all the time. He has this piece of paper falling all around him. And maybe he's carrying some, you know, in his hair or.
Okay, what's going to happen in the next six lines?
Et sous mon ciel de faïence.
Yeah, so here he's back at his job.
Yeah, he's describing the place where he works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a real sky he has. Is un ciel de faïence.
Yeah, it's just the vault in the metro station.
Yeah, the ceiling in the metro,
yeah, the
right?
Yeah. Covered.
And faïence.
Yeah, faïence is the little white
tiles
that covers usually swimming pool, but here it's more. When you go to Paris, you see at every metro, well, the old metro stations, you have these kind of tiles.
Oh, that's over in the old ones.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. That's a good tip. That's how you know.
So if you want to impress yourself.
Yeah, you want to impress your pals. Man, did you know that the faïence there shows.
And they used to have old punchers.
They said poinçonneur. So,
je ne vois briller que les correspondances.
So the only sun he has, the only stars he has is the sign showing, you know, the directions.
So that's the only thing he sees sparkle in his sky are the...
Yeah, that's sad.
This direction to go in this...
To go to opéra or to invalide.
Right. So sometimes what?
Parfois je rêve, je divague.
Sometimes I dream, I drift.
Je vois des vagues.
I see waves.
Et dans la brume au bout du quai.
In the mist or fog. At the end of the quay, the platform.
Je vois un bateau qui vient me chercher.
So he sees a boat coming in the subway station. That's a bit...
to take him away.
Kind of a rescue boat.
It's going to take away from le petit trou. Okay, so those lines again are...
Et sous mon ciel de faïence, je ne vois briller que les correspondances. Parfois je rêve, je divague, je vois des vagues. Et dans la brume au bout du quai, je vois un bateau qui vient me chercher.
Et sous mon ciel de faïence, je ne vois briller que les correspondances. Parfois je rêve, je divague, je vois des vagues. Et dans la brume au bout du quai, je vois un bateau qui vient me chercher.
We're going to hear a little bit more about the petit trou. He changes a couple lines this time. So let's listen to him.
Sortir de ce trou, je fais des petits trous, toujours des petits trous. Mais le bateau se taille et je vois que je déraille. Et je reste dans mon trou à faire des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous, toujours des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous, des petits trous.
So first thing he says, pour me sortir de ce trou où je fais des trous.
So to get myself out of this hole where I make holes.
Mais le bateau se taille.
But the boat, se tailler means to beat it.
Yeah, it goes away.
To get lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Et je vois que je déraille.
Okay, I see that je déraillais. Yeah. To lose your marbles. I think that's so funny in English. So is this a funny word in French? Dérailler.
Yeah, dérailler.
Yeah, it's like a train that gets off track.
To derail.
To derail.
Oh, okay.
The common sense is this one, yeah.
Do you guys say it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mais il commence à dérailler, lui, c'est pas possible. Et je reste dans mon trou à faire des petits trous.
And I stay in my hole making little holes.
Des petits trous, les petits trous, toujours des petits trous.
The next part's kind of long, so we're going to skip it. But basically, he's starting to really dérailler, lose his marbles.
Mm-hmm. And dreaming of going away.
Yeah, he cannot take it anymore.
Il en a marre. He's had enough. Now, we're going to hear the last part. This time, what we're going to do is, Christella, say the lines we're going to hear, but we'll explain what they mean after.
Y a de quoi devenir dingue, de quoi prendre un flingue, se faire un petit trou, un dernier petit trou.
Y a de quoi devenir dingue, de quoi prendre un flingue, se faire un trou, un petit trou, un dernier petit trou.
So, what does he say?
Y a de quoi devenir dingue.
So there's the type of stuff here that makes a person dingue.
Crazy.
Nuts. Mm-hmm. Loco.
Mental. De quoi prendre un flingue.
The stuff that makes you take a flingue.
What's a flingue?
What is it?
It's gonna be a gun.
Oh, uh-huh. Is that like a...
informal way to say it?
Yeah, it's a slang. Yeah. I got my piece.
Yeah.
Something you shouldn't give to a poissonneur.
Yeah.
Smooth that way.
So now you understand.
And then he says, se faire un trou.
So take this flingue, this gun, to make a hole. Do himself a hole. Mm-hmm. A little hole. One last hole. Now let's hear the last three lines of the song.
Un dernier petit trou, et on me mettra dans un grand trou, et je n'entendrai plus parler de trous, je chope des trous, de petits trous.
That's an happy song, but the end is just dramatic.
It's tragic. Mm. Last we left, he had to flang.
And he wanted to make one last little hole to himself.
What's he going to do?
Un petit trou, et on me mettra dans un grand trou.
And they'll put me in a big hole.
Oh, yeah, that's a change. He's been talking about little holes the whole time, and now that's the big hole.
Final one.
But what's going to happen in this grand trou, this big hole?
Où je n'entendrai plus parler de trous, plus jamais de trous.
Right, we'll no longer hear people talking about holes. Plus jamais, no more holes, right?
Yeah, de petits trous, de petits trous, de petits trous.
No more little holes. And so, like you said, 1971 is when they stopped Des Poinçonneurs. It took them a while after this song to stop the job.
Yeah, I don't know if it's connected again.
But it's true, it is a depressing job, and he expressed it really well in this song, I think.
What I like about this song is everything, the rhythm, the lyrics, are kind of funny and dynamic.
Sure.
But at the end, yeah, it's talking about how to end this and how to die, and it's somehow pretty sad. But still, it's amazing song.
And the way he sang it as well.
Okay, well.
So if you two are a fan of Serge Gainsbourg, come to the website. Tell us how you feel on Frenchpod.com. We'd like to hear your comments. Au revoir tout le monde.
Merci.